Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God, speak to us today. Adonai, bless you and keep you. Adonai, make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Adonai, turn His face toward you and grant you shalom. Every breath that we breathe, God is in that breath, even if it is our last breath. Every breath that we take is proof that we exist. Almighty God, every breath that we take is proof that you are coming. I rejoice in the fact that the King is coming. So, for such a time as this, may I encourage you. Now, child of God, let us speak life to our dry bones. You speak life to your dry bones. Place your hand on your chest and say scripture with me. Stand up and declare, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. I hope you are saying this with me. Say with me, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. Oh, we receive it, Lord. It is ours. Amen. So be it. The Lord would remind us that the blood of Jesus is priceless. That goes without saying. The blood of Jesus is precious. That goes without saying. I welcome the blood of Jesus. And I know I've mentioned before that when I first came to the Lord, one of the first things He gave to me, He opened up to me, was His blood, the power of His blood, the beauty of His blood, the magnificence, the awesomeness, the necessity of His blood. And all those years ago, not many people would speak about the blood of Jesus. But for such a time as this, the Lord would remind us, make use of the blood of Jesus. For such a time as this, it is a vital necessity. There is a plethora, an abundance of excellent teaching on the blood of Jesus. For such a time as this, look at everything through the blood of Jesus. Take hold of the blood of Jesus. Declare the blood of Jesus as it is a fact of your salvation, your redemption, your protection, and your victory. Let us ask Holy Spirit to show us that. Let's pray that in. Holy Spirit, say with me, Holy Spirit, enable us to look at everything through the blood of Jesus. Enable us to take hold of the blood of Jesus, to declare the blood of Jesus as our salvation, as our redemption, as our protection, and our victory. Holy Spirit, show us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Because Almighty God gave us His word, His name, His blood, His armor, this program, for such a time as this, we declare the word of God. For such a time as this, this program, we pray the word of God. For such a time as this program, we sing the word of God. We lift up the name of Jesus. This program, for such a time as this, we stand for godly principles and godly justice. And for such a time as this, we stand in the armor of Jesus. For such a time as this, what we believe is what we will have. What we believe is what is in us. We can only bring out of us what is in us. Streams of living water have to be in us in order for streams of living water to flow from our bellies. And this program, for such a time as this, is not necessarily to deliver a sermon. It is to encourage. For such a time as this is not to say words that please us, but this program, for such a time as this, is to encourage. For such a time as this is not to sing for your applause, but this program is to encourage you to make a sound unto the Lord, a joyful noise. I pray that we will be stirred by God's Holy Spirit in our inner man, in our spirits, stirred to be uncomfortable with the ungodly things, ungodly incidents and happenings that are happening around us. Again and again, Isaiah chapter 60 says, arise from the spiritual depression in which circumstances, the things that are around you, has you. Let us not be happy with the ungodly things and events that are happening around us, so that we will and so that we can be moved, so that we can be used, led by God's Holy Spirit to bring godly justice. This brings out the King in us. Scripture says we are kings and priests. The priests hear from the Lord and tell the king. The king goes and brings about what the priest heard the Lord say. The king in you is coming. The king in you is coming out. The king in you is coming out to perform God's word. Let us enable streams of living water to flow from our bellies. Satan is doing what he always has done, which is anything to kill, steal, and destroy. So, for such a time as this, it doesn't matter what shape, form, or fashion Satan tries to come against us. The Lord told us months ago that for centuries there have been many, many variants. And so, here we go again. Satan explodes, new variant, new fear. I believe I heard the Lord say, and this is what the Lord gave me. This is the word he gave me. A godly, holy, reverential fear of Almighty God is falling over the entire earth right now. This godly, holy, reverential fear is bringing clarity, setting us free from the chaos and insanity, the fear and dread that Satan has tried to take hold of us with, that Satan has tried to put on us, to bind us with, to confuse us with, to poison us with, to make us run any which way in fear with. As far as I have experienced, and as far as my spiritual eyes can see, I declare in the name of Jesus, and I perceive this in my spirit, that it has been broken by God himself today. The Lord says, let today be your day of freedom for those of you who can receive it. So, would you like to pray that in? Say with me, Father God, I declare in the name of Jesus, and I perceive in my spirit that Almighty God Himself has broken every ungodliness that Satan has tried to bring. Today is my day of freedom, and I receive it in Jesus' name. So, it is our duty as children of a God of justice to do our due diligence in whatever we hear, in whatever we are being told. We must look for, research, do your due diligence, research and follow the truth. The truth will make us free. Hallelujah. I know that is why when the Lord started this program for such a time as this, that He kept on encouraging us to learn scripture. He bombarded us. Psalm 23, Psalm 121, the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Week after week, He would encourage us to learn scripture, to say them together out loud. So memorize scripture so that when we are on our knees, we have something to say. Our priority should always be that when we stand before Jesus, we will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And if you would like to be able to hear those words, "Well done," and to know your Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. And I repent of my sins right now. I turn away from them. And I say, I am sorry. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. And you know the Lord has impressed on me that we have a good governor in Ron DeSantis. So we pray for Ron DeSantis, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven in Ron DeSantis. And we pray that President Donald Trump stands in his anointed position of David. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven for Donald J. Trump. Hallelujah. When all of this is over, it has to be said that no one could have done this but our God. Because as with the United States of America, so with the rest of the world. My brother, my sister, I bless you. Keep standing. And the King that is in you shall come forth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it be set on fire for the sea.
Hello.